Amid anarchy in large parts of Mogadishu and a joint Somali-Ethiopian military force waging a counterinsurgency offensive, Somalia's interim prime minister is urging hardline Islamists to end their campaign of violence. Speaking to reporters at the end of a three-day visit to the Ethiopian capital, Nur Hassan Hussein called on the militant Al-Shabaab group to seize the opportunity created by last month's UN-brokered peace agreement.
The agreement signed in Djibouti is the key for the peace, I said, and opens the door for peace. So anyone can join, any organization opposing the government of today. I mean, there is a window of opportunity to join.
Many Somalis and political analysts say the Djibouti Accord has been discredited by violence from groups like Al-Shabaab, which is committed to overthrowing the Ethiopian-backed transitional government and establishing Islamic rule. But Prime Minister Hussein argued that the agreement has provided a flicker of hope by bolstering the more moderate Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia, which signed the June 9th Accord.
I think today the RRS, they are also trying their best to enlarge their constituency and attract their supporters. So I think together the parties signing this agreement have a good opportunity to also attract others, definitely. But if some of the, like Al-Shabaab, are rejecting the peace, then the people hoping that the situation of 18 years of civil war ends to, a new page be started. I think that will help the party signing the agreement.
Mr. Hussein condemned the killing, kidnapping, and harassment of humanitarian aid workers, in particular the shooting death of the head of the United Nations Development Program office in Mogadishu. UNDP chief Osman Ali Ahmed was gunned down at close range Sunday evening as he returned home from evening prayers at a mosque. The United Nations has described Somalia as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. 1 million Somalis, or more than 10% of the population, are living as internal refugees, and the group Doctors Without Borders says malnutrition in the Horn of Africa country has exceeded emergency rates for a year. Ethiopian troops entered Somalia 20 months ago to help the interim government fight the Islamist movement that was threatening to take over the country. The Mogadishu-based Elman Peace and Human Rights Organization estimates more than 2,100 Somali civilians have been killed this year, bringing the civilian death toll to 8,600 since early last year. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.